Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a recipe that'll transform your desserts from simple to spectacular. Yes, we're talking about making a homemade strawberry sauce that's versatile, delicious, and incredibly easy to whip up. Let's start by talking about what you need for this recipe. The equipment is pretty basic: a medium saucepan, a whisk, a strainer or fine mesh sieve, and some glass jars with tight-fitting lids for storage. Simple, right? Now for the ingredients. You'll need 2 cups of fresh or frozen strawberries, hulled and sliced, 1/2 cup of granulated sugar, 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, 2 tablespoons of water, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and optionally, 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract for that extra layer of flavor. Here's how you'll make it. 1. In your saucepan, combine the strawberries, sugar, and cornstarch. Give them a good whisk to ensure everything is nicely mixed and there are no lumps. 2. Add water, lemon juice, and salt, whisking until everything is smooth. 3. Place the saucepan over medium heat, bring the mixture to a boil, then reduce the heat and let it simmer for about 10 to 15 minutes, or until the sauce thickens and the strawberries have broken down. 4. Once done, remove from heat, let it cool slightly, and then strain the sauce to remove any seeds and solids, making it smooth and velvety. 5. If you chose to use vanilla extract, now's the time to whisk it in. 6. Transfer your freshly made strawberry sauce into glass jars, seal them up, and pop them in the fridge. It'll keep for up to 2 weeks. This strawberry sauce is a game changer for a myriad of desserts. Drizzle it over cheesecake, swirl it into yogurt, or crown your pancakes with it. It adds a vibrant burst of flavor that complements so many dishes. And if you're wondering about storing, it's as straightforward as making it. Just keep it in the refrigerator, or for longer storage, freeze it. Thaw in the fridge or at room temperature when you're ready to use. Remember, the key to a fantastic strawberry sauce is using high-quality strawberries and not overcooking the sauce. Feel free to experiment with different types of sugar, or add a pinch of cinnamon or nutmeg for a unique twist. That's it for today's episode. I hope you're as excited as I am to try this simple yet impactful recipe. Check out our blog, Simple Recipe Box, for more tips and tricks on making the perfect strawberry sauce and other delightful recipes. Happy cooking, and see you next time.